Live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Like the dude just said, we are indeed solid, conservative, and just plain right. Right here on the News Talk Powerhouse in North Alabama, WVNN. And hey, listen, this is by all accounts the biggest news talk show across the afternoons in North Alabama now, and it's all because of y'all. I mean, we have a great audience, and I appreciate you extremely for making this the show what it is, and we wouldn't be here without you, basically. So, hey, listen, I'm going to go to the phones now. A friend of mine from the Alabama Policy Institute, Parker Snyder, is calling in, and the API, what is called API, the Alabama Policy Institute. Has taken it upon itself over the last year to begin putting out a scorecard on legislators and also to issue even this year a platform that candidates should consider if you call yourself a conservative. So without further ado, let's bring my friend in Parker Snyder and start talking about it. Hey, Parker, how you doing today?
Hey, Phil. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely, man. Well, thank you for making time on a Friday afternoon. And by the way, I'm excited for you, folks. Parker works with API, but he's also going to seminary now. Am I right in saying that?
Yes, sir. You're right. You're right. I'm very excited.
Well, excited for you, and thank you for that. Okay, dude. So we got two things here. One is the scorecard in general, and the reasons for why we chose to do that. But then the other is this year is a platform plus a scorecard.
Yes.
So let's unpack that a little bit. The scorecard kind of says what it is by its very name, but nonetheless, it hit the mark last year, I think. People paid attention.
Yeah, I think so. The scorecard last year, and I know you talked about it on your show, I think we may have even talked about it last year, is mainly just to give the people of Alabama a kind of a measuring stick to see, like, how are their legislators doing. Right now, we don't, or before our scorecard, we didn't really have an easy way for, you know, random Joe on the street to see, like, all right, is my senator, is my representative having and demonstrating conservative values that they say they are in their campaigns when they're actually in Montgomery? So that's what we wanted to offer with the scorecard. We've got a couple different categories that are in it. Most of it is based on how you vote, which makes sense. We want to be grading mostly on how they're voting, how they're representing their constituents. And really, honestly, last year they didn't do super great. The average score in both the House and the Senate was less than 70, you know, so that's not awesome.
No, it's not awesome, especially when you have a Republican majority. But I say it on the show all the time, and you know the deal, Parker, that being a Republican and being a conservative are not always the same thing. But that being said, so we had the scorecard, folks. If you're keying in on this right now, is built upon a variety of different categories. The first of which we call key votes. That's when the Policy Institute identifies certain pieces of legislation that we believe should or should not be, you know, enacted, and we take a position on that, and we grade them on how they did on those things. But we measure them against the conservative values that the Policy Institute has been espousing for 30 years. Correct, Parker?
Yeah, exactly. And the other thing is that we tell them way in advance what those votes are going to be. Usually, scorecards, they come in like after sessions are over or after terms are over, and then they, you know, decide what they thought was good and bad. But we're like being honestly pretty nice to the legislators and be like, here, this is what we're going to vote on. This is what we're counting it on. So, you might as well, at least think about that when you're voting.
It's like an open book test. I mean, it's not hard. I mean, if you say you're a conservative and for instance, one of the votes last year was on the, what did we have on that ballot last year? The medical marijuana was one.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
So that would be one. What else do we have on there last year? I've got the scorecard. Pull it back up.
We had gambling. I mean, there were two gambling votes in the Senate, some COVID liability stuff, tax. There's a tax relief bill that was good, but some of these people voted no on all of them. And it's just like, I don't know what y'all are doing, but guess they didn't care too much about their score on the scorecard.
I guess. So, yeah, the bulk of their vote is based upon scoring, based upon conservative values on certain key pieces of legislation. We call them key votes. Then we also graded them on three other categories. One is on attendance, of all things. I mean, that was a heck of a thing to put people grading legislators on attendance. You would think you wouldn't have to do that.
You would think so, but a lot of them, and when I say a lot, like between, 5 10 in each house. They just didn't show up very much, and they got no points for attendance because we basically decided that if you're there 85% of the time, we'll consider that good. If you're not there that much, you get 0 points because you're not representing your constituents at that point.
No, and it was across the board. It was Republicans and Democrats. I mean, there were some who had horrible attendance from both parties, and one is Priscilla Dunn. Senator Dunn has not been in Montgomery for almost 4 years, and she apparently has some health issues. But you would think though that her family would have let her retire or resign.
Yeah,
but no,
exactly.
She held on to that seat and did not even show up once in Montgomery. So we also graded them on their public access, which is a little more subjective, but we basically spent time combing through all of the social media and news releases and everything else we could find. We had Google alerts on everybody, right?
Yeah. I mean, and that one is something I've heard about just even recently. Our goal here was, does a random, person in your district have an easy way to access you? And a lot of our legislators would be like, you can call me and all these other things. And, if I'm not involved in the legislative process, I don't know your phone number. And if I can't find it, if I can't find you on social media, there's really no way for me to access you. And that's the perspective we took with that public access. Can a random person reach you? And some people got zeros because of that. And they got to kind of figure that out.
Yeah, well, that, and we also graded them on whether they sponsored a local bill back home to raise taxes at the local level, which I think is a big deal.
Yes. Yeah. We wanted to make sure that, you're not getting a legislator who says they're conservative. They never vote on the big taxes for the whole state, but they're going to, slowly be raising taxes for their own people up at home.
Well, this year, one of the things, Parker, that I noticed is you and I have been conversing back and forth by email on this. I know you've been working in the office on it. Is, last year I felt like we could see some of the legislation well in advance. It was either pre-filed or it was well known that it was coming. This year, it feels far more nondescript, like you're not seeing the bills in advance. You're talking about some positions, but we're not seeing actual legislation until this week. So the scorecard, let's talk about how we're putting that out, what we're doing on the scorecard this year.
Yeah, so the way we've got the scorecard this year, last year, as you just mentioned, we had basically the bill numbers. This year, we're kind of just hearing what we think is going to be filed, and we post that as a key bill. So, for example, another gambling legislation package that's likely to come up. We don't have the bill yet, but we know what's going to be in it because we've heard about what's going to be in it. So we know that that's going to be a no. And we're also, regardless of what is in the gambling legislation, API has historically been a no vote on that. And conservatives across the country are also no on gambling and the lottery overall. Other things like the gas tax repeal, we have a state sales tax on groceries. Sorry, the grocery tax repeal. That's 4% on all groceries you buy. And most states don't have that. I think only 12 states have that, and only seven states have it completely. And there's a rumor that they're going to be trying to cut that in half or getting rid of that. And, we don't know what that's going to look like, but we want that to be a key vote because that's very important, especially for us as inflation's happening and all of our grocery bills are increasing. It's like about time, in my opinion, for them to do something on that because they have so much money. They have so much money down there.
So right now, basically what we're saying is we've put out what we believe is coming without an actual bill number yet. We're saying if a bill like this comes up, we are grading it as a no or a yes.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. Well, and I'll be honest with you, the scorecard last year I thought was very effective. And one of the things that I think people need to look at is we've had multiple people say they're running against an incumbent because of their scorecard. I know of one in the Birmingham area who said she was running against an incumbent Republican because of his poor showing on our scorecard.
Yeah, and that's exciting for, I guess, us because we have an impact, and that's just something that we think, and it's something that clearly needed to exist because there's no way for that person who's running to know whether her representative was conservative or not without something like this.
Well, so as we go forward, and we really haven't even talked, you and I, offline about formatting, but the format we had last year had the red X's, the green checks, sort of a visual where you could look at it, and red, yellow, and green, like stoplights, were the colors used to identify how things were. I assume we're moving forward on a same sort of formatting so people can have a quick visual look and see what's what.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, this is perfect for people who want to get really in-depth, but it's also good for those who just want to check. Let's see if my legislator did good. We've got green for 100 to 80, yellow from 70 to 80, and then red if you score below 70. And it's a really easy way to be like, all right, yep, my legislator's not doing great right now.
You know what's interesting too, and I'll say it just for this listening audience, and then we'll have to take a quick break, Parker, but what was interesting when this came out, and it was, you know, just the way it worked out, there were only four senators out of 35 that scored 100%, and all four of them were from this listening area for my radio show. And so North Alabama has got the folks that scored the highest, but they're in election year right now, and we hope to see them continue to score that way. All right, so the scorecard is legit, and it's coming again. And after you and I've had a chance to talk, I'll tell people where they can find a copy of it and all that. But Parker, can you hang on during the break? I want to talk to you after this break about the conservative platform. Is that good?
For sure. Yeah.
All right, we're on with Parker Snyder from the Alabama Policy Institute. He's been doing yeoman's work, putting together a conservative platform as well as this year's legislative scorecard. Those two are there not just for the candidates and the politicians. They're there for you guys, listeners, to see what's what and to have information at your fingertips to talk to your legislators about. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. We will be right back. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid and conservative and just plain right. Hey, we got the best audience in the world, and thank you all for tuning in. Before I go back to Parker Snyder, let me just tell you, I think we have some, we may have some breaking news. It's not entirely certain. There are reports today that Intel is believing that Russia is going to begin a series of what they call false flag operations to give them legitimate grounds in the eyes of the press anyway to invade Ukraine. So today it's being announced right now on Fox that a hacker has apparently taken down Ukrainian government websites, meaning they're probably being probed, probably being crippled in some way. And Secretary Pompeo is on Fox right now discussing further actions. But it's believed that a potential Ukrainian invasion is potentially imminent. That's breaking news. All right, let me go back to the phones with my friend Parker Snyder from the Alabama Policy Institute. Hey, and Parker, thank you. You texted me during the break. And by the way, that reminded me of something, Parker. Scorecard is a scorecard, but we call it the watch list. That's the actual name of it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, exactly. And that's a great point. And that comes, by the way, from Scripture. I mean, there's a Scripture that we have on the API website from the book of Ezekiel that says the people shall take from among them one to be their watchman. And so we use that watchman category as the watch list for the scorecard. They can find that on the API website. Am I right? You texted me. I think it was alabamapolicy.org /watch list.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay. And by the way, that is also linked on the rightsideradio.org website. So right at the top of the homepage on rightsideradio.org, you can find links to the watch list, the criteria by which it's used, and then also links to, from there, the 2021 scorecard so you can see how your folks did. But Parker, in the time we have remaining, we also have something different this year from API, and that is a conservative platform. So in about the next 3 to 4 minutes, let's unpack that a little bit. What's the purpose behind that, and how do you see it being used?
Yeah, I think if your listeners are super into Alabama politics, they'll know like the House and the Senate sometimes release their own platform for like the session. And this year, in my opinion, it was a little bit boring, not super exciting. And so what we wanted to do, and this was actually done before that agenda was released, we wanted to just offer a full conservative, thorough legislative agenda of what legislators could do if they wanted to make Alabama become the full, or see it through the full conservative vision, or see it in its best perspective. So anyway, we have issues, and we have all the big topics that, you know, the legislature could work on. And instead of just being like, here's, you need to reduce the sales tax, you need to get rid of the gas tax, you need to unearmark everything, it actually shows how the legislators can do that. So it's a really great tool for the current legislators who are in Montgomery, but also for those who are running. If I were a candidate for office, I would think about running just on this platform by itself, because there's like no stone unturned. Like, we've got everything conservative that you could possibly want to do in Alabama. And it's, I think it's going to be a tool that it works more than just this year and over the next, you know, quadrennium or so.
Yeah. And I would really say too, it's, I mean, it has some very Alabama specific things on there, like the fact that we have two budgets or we have a grocery tax. Mm-hmm. Those are specific to us, but nonetheless, the principles upon which it is based would apply virtually anywhere. You could run for president of the United States and use that platform document if you wanted to run as a conservative candidate.
Yes, exactly. I think the principles here, exactly what you said, they are ones that not just API holds to, but conservatives nationally hold to. And a lot of them are going to be opposed, honestly, by legislators in Alabama. And I think that's a little worrying because we're, you know, supposedly a very conservative state.
Yeah, I agree. You know, it's interesting when you see things like, I'm a conservative, and they voted on the medical marijuana bill. Okay, let's put aside marijuana. Yeah. They voted on that bill that also raises taxes. I mean, that medical marijuana bill, sure, raises the sales tax on marijuana is at 9 cents at the state level, which we've never taxed anything prescription in the state of Alabama, and they came in at twice, yeah, the usual state sales tax rate. So it's just stuff like that that API sees, we sort of delve into, and then we point out, and if they're going to vote on it, they need to know that somebody's watching. And now we have both a platform for them to run on and a scorecard for how they did when they got there.
Exactly. Yeah, the scorecard actually this year is coming largely from the platform. So if they end up voting on something that's not on our scorecard yet, but it's on the platform, we're probably going to end up adding that to the scorecard. But it's still beforehand, so they'll have a fair warning. But it's all out there. Like, they know what we're looking for, and if they want to score well, they're going to be able to. They just need to pay attention.
Well, Parker, you guys are still putting out, you know, daily information by you know, email blasts, and you've got the website, the alabamapolicy.org website has a ton of stuff. Where can they find that platform if they want to, too?
So they can find the platform just on our website, too. It's right on the homepage. They'll see it underneath the watch list, so it's pretty easy to find.
Okay, and that's alabamapolicy.org.
All right.
Sir. All right, my brother Parker, you have a great weekend, man. Thanks for being on the show today. We appreciate you.
Thank you, Phil.
All right. That's Parker Snyder from the Alabama Policy Institute. Letting us know the background there for the conservative platform. I'll tell you a little bit more about that in a minute. And also the API scorecard for legislators. We call it the watch list. All right, folks. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. We will be right back.